P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God you are, Lord. What an awesome God you are. How great is our God? I say it one more time. How great is our God? Hey, praise the Lord, family and friends and listening audience out here on the radio broadcast. It was, once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes. Hallelujah. Once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with y'all the kingdom ministry of God to your life. Hey, listen, every time, you know, Saturday come here and the 12 o'clock hour come, and I get excited, you know, because that gives me an opportunity. Let me say it right. That gives my Father in heaven an opportunity and me an opportunity to allow him to use me to share with you all out there an end time message. Listen, I say this, and I don't say it with reservation. It's the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed. It's the greatest story that has ever been told. Listen, a great message is the gospel of Jesus. But did you know, or do you know, that there's a greater message than the gospel of Jesus? What's the gospel of Jesus, Arthur? You've heard me say it many times on this broadcast. The gospel of Jesus is the good news about Jesus. That's what the word gospel means, evangelium, glad tidings, or good news. The gospel of Jesus is the good news or the glad tidings about Jesus, how Jesus opened blind eyes, how Jesus unstopped deaf ears, how Jesus caused the lame to walk, how Jesus raised the dead, how Jesus died for our sin, how Jesus got up early on Sunday morning. You know, all the good things about Jesus and what Jesus did. And let me tell you something, that's a good message, and that's a needed message, and that's a message that has to be proclaimed. But I come on here to tell you that there's a greater message than that. You mean to tell me there's something that's greater than the gospel of Jesus, all about Jesus? It sure is. It might not be easy for some of you to receive that, but there sure is. There's a greater message than the gospel about Jesus, and that's the gospel that Jesus preached. Do you know the gospel of Jesus and the gospel of Jesus and the gospel that Jesus preached are different messages? Again, the gospel of Jesus is all the good news about Jesus. The gospel that Jesus preached is the good news about you and about me. and all that we have and all that we can do and all that we possess and all that has taken place and been restored back to us. You know, the good news about Jesus is the redemptive message or the redeeming message of how, you know, he died upon the cross and how he died for our sins and how, again, God raised him from the dead and all those good things like that. But do you know the purpose for that? Do you know the meaning for that? Do you know the reasons for that? Listen, wherever purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. What you mean, man? You will misset the use of it, or you will abnormally use it. If you don't know the purpose for Easter, we just got through celebrating the Easter holiday. If you don't know the purpose for that, then you will abuse it, or you will misset the use of it. That's why we come up with all the pagan holidays and the pagan thing that we do, the Easter egg hunts and all those things like that. Listen, it's because you don't know the purpose for it. Listen, I'm going to say something right here. You know, the greatest gift that God has ever given mankind is life. That's the greatest gift. He breathed into man's nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's the greatest gift, life. Now, here's a paradox. The second greatest gift, the first greatest gift is life. The second greatest gift that God gives to mankind is death. Say what, Arthur? Yeah. I'm going to say it again. The greatest gift that God has given to us, mankind, is life. That life that I'm talking about is not human life, not bios, not suke, not man of life, but zoe. Zoe is the God kind of life. Life the way God lives and life the way God intended for you and I to live. Absolute life. The God kind of life. The same life that God lives. That's the same life. That's the greatest gift right there. Zoe, the God kind of life. That life, that's the greatest gift. Hey, listen, the second greatest gift, like I say, this might be a paradox, but the second greatest gift is death. Why? Because that life that God gave us in the beginning, when he breathed into man's nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul, man lost that life. He lost that life. He forfeited that life. He disobeyed God, and he lost that Zoe life, that God kind of life, life in the absolute sense. And the reason why I say this, the second greatest gift is death, because the only way to get that life back is through death. There must be a death. Listen, the penalty for sin is death. But the gift of God is everlasting life. That's what Easter was all about. Listen, sin has to be paid for. God already set up the pattern of operation and design that he wanted us to live in and how he wanted things done. Like I've said many times on this broadcast, God's original intent and God's original plan is to extend the governing influence of heaven to earth. To influence what's going on in heaven to earth. To make earth a colony of heaven. And his vision of doing that, that's his original intent and his original plan, that it might be on earth as it is in heaven. And his vision for doing that and getting that done is through his family of sons, as you and I. He's going to do that through us. So he created us in his image and in his likeness. Male and female created he them. And God blessed us and told us to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Make the whole earth just like it is in heaven. Make it a colony of heaven so that the culture of heaven might be upon earth. And listen, God blessed them. And that means God gave them all the potential that he need to carry out his original intent and will for our lives. Mankind lost that life. You know what happened. Adam and Eve willfully went against the known will of God. God told them, don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the day that you eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're going to surely die. Listen, God introduced death, not Satan. God was the first one that told man about death. And when he introduced death in the garden, man, death was like in the garden, but it didn't have any life on the inside of it. And in other words, it was dominant. It didn't have any life. It was like a bumblebee in the garden. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, y'all, I'm going to pause for a minute, but I have a special guest that's coming on with us one more time today. As you know, we're going to get back to these gifts of God. But right now, I want to allow Councilwoman Brenda Callahan Sampson to come on with us on the radio broadcast for a few minutes to share with y'all. You know, I wonder if you know, on this part of the broadcast, I want to appeal to the Bunker community, you know, to our family and friends and the citizens of the Bunker community. As those of you in the Bunker community might know, today is the election for the runoff election for our mayor position. And we have two candidates, you know, that are running for those positions, you know, and we have one of the candidates that's going to be on with us for a few minutes to share. You know, today is the day that we go out and vote. It started at 7 this morning. It's going to go on until 8 o'clock this afternoon. And that's all in the Bunker area. And what we want to do, take the opportunity for this moment, is to encourage, you know, all our citizens in Bunker, you know, to let you know how important it is for you to take part in this election, in the voting of this election, and that you not only take part in it, but that you encourage your family and friends to take part of it. Listen, this is the day right here. This is the day for us to make our voices known and to make change. If you believe that there need to be change in our community, well, here is the opportunity for that to take place. Okay, I'm gonna bring her on just for a second, but first, we're gonna play a spot first, and then Councilwoman Sampson, we're gonna have you come on and just share with the citizens of Bunker, you know, your desire for our hometown.
All right. Okay.
As a family, we take responsibility for our parents, our children, and our community. As Americans, we vote to secure a future where each generation can strive. And though we are not perfect people, we are still proud of our country. Yeah. Voting shows that we care and are taking control of our future. If each one of us text just 20 friends or family members in our phones to go and vote, the changes we can make with our voting power can be unstoppable.
Yes, ma'am.
Election Day is this Saturday, April 30th. Exercise your right to vote, and remember to have proper identification when visiting your local polling site. This message was approved by Brenda Sampson, candidate for mayor, City of Bunker.
Brenda Sampson, mayoral candidate for the City of Bunker, is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJO, FM.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Councilwoman Sampson, you know, go ahead and take your opportunity to share with the citizens of Bunker and to the listening audience, you know, what's in your heart and your mind on this very special day.
Thank you so much, Pastor LaValle. First of all, I just want to thank God for the opportunity that he has given me to help my community in the past 12 years. And I look forward to going to being able to help as we move forward.
Yeah.
I would also like to thank the people that have worked so hard and are working hard.
Yes.
But I'm out here today. And I want people to understand this is it. We're here. It all boils down to who goes to the poll. And so we are asking our people, please, those people who see a vision for Bunker and see my vision for Bunker, please go out to the polls. The polls are open till 8 o'clock tonight. But we are stressing, don't wait until late this evening. Get out, go vote. We're here assessing the vote. And so we need you to go out and please, please go out to vote. It is vitally important that we understand. Your candidate, it boils down to none. If you go out and vote, I think it looks good. But if you don't, it doesn't. Voting has started out kind of slow, but We're optimistic. We still have a lot of people that have voted, but we need more.
Yes.
So all I can say, I've been on this show, and I appreciate you all for having me on for the last four Saturdays.
Yes.
Everybody knows what I stand for. Now it boils down to voting.
Yes.
So please, please go out to vote. That's as much as I can say. Please go out to vote today.
Yes, amen. That's the importance of participating and getting involved in what we're doing. Councilwoman Sampson, I know y'all are really busy out there today, you know, doing the work that need to be done to get people out to vote. And we'll take this opportunity on this broadcast to the listening audience in the Bunker area to do the same thing, to get out and work. This is a time for us to really allow our voices, not only to voice our voice, but our voices to be heard, you know. And it's through your vote, and not only through your vote, but the most important thing is through you getting involved in your family and friends voting, you know. I don't know if most of you in the community of Bunker might be aware of it or not. We've mentioned it on this broadcast that only 38% of our voting population voted in the last election a month ago. At least 62% of the voting population perhaps that didn't take part in it. And the majority of the voting population in the Bunker area are people of color, you know. So we have a voice in the community as a people of color. We have an opportunity during this time as a people of color to take leadership roles and leadership positions and showcase the gifts and talent that we have. Now, I wonder if you know that we were born to lead, but we must become that leader that we were born to be. God created us to lead in our area of expertise, you know, in our gift, in our area of gifting. And we have the potential and the ability to do that. And I think we can be great leaders. In fact, I don't just think it. I know that we can be great leaders in our community, that we can make great changes in our community if given the opportunity to exercise our gifts and talents. So after saying that, I say this to our community, to the 38% of us who voted, let's not just say, okay, I voted and I've done my part. But as Councilwoman Sampson said, you know, text your friends, call your friends, call your family members, and encourage, you know, one another how important it is for your voice to be heard in this election. That will give you and us as a people of color an opportunity to make history, to have our voices heard, and to get involved in the governing system and the governing influence of our town and community. Hey, listen, more than ever before, more than time past, you know, this is the time now for us to make our voices known and make our voices heard and to get involved in the governing influence of our community. You know, so I encourage you all out there, the 38%, you know, I appeal to y'all. To the Christian believers out there, I appeal to y'all. To the listening audience in the Bunker community, I appeal to y'all. You know, don't just vote, but get involved in inspiring and influencing others to get out and vote too by letting them know. Let's put aside all the difference that they have, all the stigmas that they have put up on us, that we don't stick together and we can't keep things together and we can't do this and we can't do this and we're not qualified for this and we're not qualified. Hey, listen, let's change this. Yes, we are. We can come together. We can stick together, you know, and we can be one people, you know, and we can be one nation with one town, one community, with one common goal, you know, and that's for the betterment, man, not only of the black citizen in the community, but for all the citizens in the community. And it's an opportune time for now as a people of color to let's now showcase our gifts and talents of what we can do as leaders in our community, what we can do to make our community a better place to live in, to make our community a safer place for our children to grow up in. You know, most of you, as you know, there's not only in our community, but in communities across the country, you know, how many, you know, how our youth are killing one another and destroying one another and bickering with one another and hating on one another, you know. It's time for change in that. And the only way those changes can take place is that it's not just the police department and not just the elected officials, but it's we as the community come together and work with our governing officials, those who we have elected, you know, to oversee the governing of our community, to work with them to bring about change. Hey, listen, they can't do it by herself. If Councilman Sampson is elected as mayor, she can, man, you know, make all the changes and do everything that needs to be done to make this a better community for ourselves. She can't do it by herself. It's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us getting involved in this election, and it's going to take all of us getting involved and getting behind the elected officials and supporting them, not judging them, not backbiting, not slandering them, not, man, you know, being upset because things are not going your way and it didn't go your way. No, it's time for us to put aside all difference now, and it's time for us, boy, to make history and to change, man, the saying that they have of us concerning us as being a people of color, how, man, we can't get nothing done. Hey, listen, this is an opportunity once again, community of Bunker, for us to make history. Let's take this opportunity, man, and make the best of it. Again, I encourage you to vote, and I know 38% of you gonna vote, but what's more important, man, is that the 38% of us that voted, that we also get involved in influencing our circle of influence to go out and vote as well.
And Pastor LeVar, I would just like to also say that it's been said that it's projected that we won't go out to vote. And we need to make a change and let people see that we are voting people.
Yes.
And we know the importance of voting. And I appeal to our young people, please, please go out to vote. And it's also been said that we don't come back a second time. We won't change that narrative.
Yes.
Go back and vote. If you voted the first time, go back and vote. If you've never voted before or you just, for some reason, you just didn't get to vote the first time, please go and vote. It is very important. Please, please go and vote.
Amen, 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 amen. And we're going to trust and believe God and, you know, that we will take an active role. And my prayer that God speak to our hearts and to the hearts of those who are listening, you know, on this radio broadcast, how important for you. This is the day. And I keep, you know, reiterating this and saying this. This is the day for us, boy, to have our voices heard and make our voices known and take the opportunity that has been provided for us to take leadership role in the governing of our community, man, through righteous governing. You all know, you know, may not be satisfied with some of the past governing, man, that has been done in our community. And if you're not, then don't just sit back and complain about it. Let's make a change. Let's get out and do some things about it. Don't just talk about it and saying what you don't like or what you like or what you would rather see. Hey, if you don't like what's been going on in the past history of our elected officials, you know, then, hey, again, I keep reiterating this. Here's the opportunity, a golden opportunity for us to bring about change. Councilwoman Sampson, you know, I wish you well. My prayers are with you and your campaign. And we're going to continue throughout this day to do everything that we can to get the people to get out and vote and do exercise their rights. And hopefully we'll come on again next week, you know, and, man, tell the people in our community, thank you for their support. And we'll be viewing and getting behind and assisting what we believe and hope, a new mayor, a new administration that will take place in our community. Believe in God.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Councilwoman.
I'm just saying, I just can't thank you enough for all of your support. And like I said, it boils down to now. It boils down to a vote. Go out and vote. Take your family with you. Call somebody. Call your neighbor. Check on them. Make sure they voted. But it all comes down to voting.
That's it. That's it. Hey, okay, Councilwoman, we thank you so much and for your all that you do in our community, for your past, you know, governing influence that you provided in our community, and for your strong voice that you have there, you know. A lot of the people in our community don't go to the city council meetings or nothing like that, but I've gone on several occasions, you know, quite a few occasions.
Yeah.
And I've always known you and saw you active in the governing official, you know, doing and saying what's best and what's positive for our community, making your voice heard, you know, and not just sitting back and waiting on things to happen or allowing things to happen. But through the time and many times that I visited, I saw where you took an active role in not just letting things happen, but making things happen, voicing your opinion. So with all my heart, and I believe that you would be a great leader in our community, and I wish you well.
Thank you so much.
Amen. We're going to play your spot one more time, you know, on the radio broadcast, and then we're going to get
all right.
I know you have a lot of work out there to do. Once again, our prayers are with you. We wish you well, and we're looking forward to a great celebration tonight.
Thank you so much. Come to our listening audience. Come and watch the results with me. I'll be at my place of business, Exceptional Counseling Services, and you all welcome to come and watch the election results as they come in.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thank you. God bless you.
All right.
As a family, we take responsibility for our parents, our children, and our community. As Americans, we vote to secure a future where each generation can strive. And though we are not perfect people, we are still proud of our country. Voting shows that we care and are taking control of our future. If each one of us text just 20 friends or family members in our phones to go and vote, the changes we can make with our voting power can be unstoppable. Election Day is this Saturday, April 30th. Exercise your right to vote, and remember to have proper identification when visiting your local polling site. This message was approved by Brenda Sampson, candidate for mayor, City of Bunkie.
Brenda Sampson, mayoral candidate for the City of Bunkie, is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJO, FM.
Amen, 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 and amen. You know, I had a pre-planned, not pre-planned, but I had a message that I want to share with y'all concerning, you know, Easter. But I'd like to take the rest of this time on this broadcast to continue, you know, encouraging, you know, our community of Bunkie, you know, and for the rest of our listening audience in other communities and other towns, you know, it's just as equally important that you get involved in the governing systems in your community and being a positive influence in your communities as well. Not only just in the community, in my little community in the Bunkie area, but all of you who are under the sound of my voice, that you too take active role in the governing influence and who governs your community and your town by getting out and exercising not just your vote, but getting behind and holding the candidates that we elect accountable for the thing that they say. Not by sitting back and watching them and judging them and condemning them because things not going the way that you perhaps would want it to go, but assist them, get behind them, and find ways in which you can encourage them and support them and carrying out, man, their administration and their goals and their ideas that they have for our community and governing it in righteous governing. And when I say righteous governing, I don't mean, you know, from a religious point of view. I mean, man, governing, man, you know, right. Not only with a personal agenda to accomplish, but boy, judging righteous judgment and righteous influence in right ways, and not what's best for the candidate, or not what's only best for the economics of the town. That's important, but what's best for the citizens of the town that will impact them and encourage them and build them up, so that we as the community can build up the economy in our town. And listen, there are businesses that need to be open, that we as a people of color can open. I've heard it say, and we've talked about it, and I heard this in conversation in time past, how many businesses that we used to have in Bunkie, Louisiana, on the east side of the community, and what it is now, you know. As being a small community, I can remember back in the days, man, where we had at least 20 businesses on the east side of the community. Right now, I doubt if it's any one or two. Listen, that's not really a bad thing. People say there are not jobs in the community, there are this, not this, and everything else, and there's not businesses in the community. Listen, that's a great opportunity. Instead of looking for jobs, man, instead of maybe you start looking for business opportunities, No, when I moved back to home to Bunker, you know, to be a positive influence in our community, I didn't come looking for a job. Hey, listen, I came looking for an opportunity to grow. Listen, there might not be too many jobs in our small community, but there are a lot of business opportunities there. A lot. More than you can even think or imagine. But if your mindset is not that way, then you're going to look for a job. So many people in the community say, well, I can't find a job. I got a felony. I got this. I got that and everything else. Listen, one inspired idea from God can change your whole life, can make you, man, instead of an employee to an entrepreneur. Again, boy, listen, we have great leadership skills and abilities on the inside of us as a people of color. Bunker is a town that's ripe, man, for growth and development. And so many other towns, you know, are ripe for growth and development. But for that growth and development to take place, you need inspired ideas. First and foremost, you need a personal relationship with your Father in heaven. You need to, man, acknowledge God in all your ways. You need to call upon the name of the Lord. You need to incorporate and include God in everything that you do, not just in some of the things that we do, but in all things. The Bible says, oh, acknowledge God in all our ways. It first says, lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge our Father in heaven in all our ways, and he will direct our path. And if he directs our path, you can be assured this, that he's going to direct us in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, not just for our community and for our name's sake and everything else, but for his name's sake. I told you his greatest desire, man, is and his intent and purpose is that it be in our lives here on earth, in our homes, in our families, in our communities, in our town. It's his will that it be in our lives here and on earth, just like it is in heaven. He wants greater governing officials and great governing influence and great people in governing positions in our community so that he can get it done. Remember I told you that's his desire, but his vision is to get it done through his family of sons, through his children, not the world. Listen, there's a thing that's going out in the world, you know, in politics that says, you know, separation of church and state. Listen, that's... That's a trick of the devil. And that's because, boy, the majority of believers don't know that church is state. Jesus didn't come to set up a religion. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, boy, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And watch this. And a government shall be upon his shoulder. And of his governing influence and of his governing kingdom, there shall be no end. Hallelujah. So he didn't come to set up religion. He come to set up a government, the governing influence of heaven. And then he called some disciples together, some students together, you know, and he taught them and he trained them up. And he said to them, you know, this why because what God sent me to do, to establish the governing influence of heaven, watch this, back up on the earth, then I can't do it myself, by myself. I'm going to need, boy, the family of God to assist me, said the Lord. That's what Jesus was saying. So he said, hey, Peter, hey, James, hey, Matthews, hey, Bartholomew, hey, all the disciples, come follow me. Come go with me. What you doing, Jesus? I come to set up a different governing system on the earth than what you're accustomed to. I come to set up the righteous governing system up on the earth. I come to set up the governing system of the Most High God up on this earth. I come to set up some laws, boy, the law of life that's in Christ Jesus. The law that has set us free from the law of sin and death. I come to set up, boy, the law of love in the community. Where you can look past one another's faults and instead of judging one another and hating one another and backbiting and slandering one another, you begin to look past each other's faults and mistakes and see what our greatest need is. Listen, I don't care who you are. I don't care what the deal is, what the circumstance, what the situation is. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, they just want to be loved. They just want to be appreciated. They just want to be well thought of. You know why it's like that? Because that's the nature of God. That's all he wants. He just wants his children to love him. So he did something about that. What? He first loved us. And he showed his love for us that even while we was yet in our sin, he hung, bled, and died. He looked past all our faults and mistakes and saw our need, what? To be loved. And that same love that he loved us with, that love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we can love one another the same way. So that we can stop slandering one another. So that we can stop killing one another. So that we can stop hurting one another. So that we can show our youth in our communities love. That's what they need. All they're getting is hate and slandering one another and talking about one another. And I'm going to say this on this radio broadcast. I don't know if it's proper or not. But we complain about, man, you know, injustice, man, between the races and this and that and the black race or the white race against the black race and how a white politician, a white policeman are doing to our black kids. Let me tell you something. That ain't nothing compared to what we are doing to each other. Listen, our black kids are killing men one another more than any police are doing. More than any white people are doing. We are destroying one another. That needs to change. And that can be changed, man, through a governing system that's set up on this earth, boy, through people of God. Starting from, man, you know, our governing system on this earth, starting through our presidents, our senators, our governors, our mayors, our police chiefs, all of our political representatives. And then, boy, we acknowledge God in all our ways and our decisions. Did you know that you had a power and a responsibility? to impact your community, to change what's going on in your community? Listen, instead of waiting on, and sometimes we go and we want God to do everything that he told us to do. We're looking for God to change our community and to do something miraculous from out of heaven. And God then delegated you and I with that authority and with that ability and with that power. And with that influence. Listen to what he said. And God said, let's make man in our image and in our likeness. And let them, what? And let them have dominion. Let them have governing influence. Let them have control. Let them, who is them? That's us. Not God. He said, let us make them. But when it came down to the governing system and the governing influence on the earth, he said, and the authority and the dominion and the power that on the earth, he didn't include himself, he excluded himself. He said, let us make man, but let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creep upon the earth, and over all the earth. And watch this. And God blessed them. That word blessed them means not with houses and lands and cars and money and all that. I mean with the ability of God, with the potential to fulfill that destiny that God set for our life. With all the potential to have dominion, man, to dominate, to manage, to control, to have positive godly influence and impact, not only in your life, but in your circle of influence. So listen, you know, there ain't no separation from church and state. Church is state. And boy, the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of that. He wants you to think that church is a religious organization. No, you need to know something about church, you know. That word church come from, I don't know, you know, this is a little bit deeper, might be a little bit far out there from you. But Jesus Christ came during the time of the Roman Empire. And the way things was governed, the Roman Empire, man, was an empire that took over the Greek Empire. At one time, you know, the Greek Empire was ruling the earth. And then the Romans came along and conquered the Greek, and then they began to rule on the earth. They destroyed, man, you know, the Greek Empire, but one thing that they didn't destroy was the Greek library. So the Greek was thinkers, you know, the like the ones that you know of. Those of you who have gone to college, you study them. Aristotle, Plato, you know, Socrates, you know. These are Greek philosophers. They the ones who came up with the system, man, demokrata. That's the same word that we use for democracy. A way of governing the people. And they came up with this, and the Romans implemented it. This is what they came up with, you know, the way of governing the people. And that was, boy, what they would do, boy, what they would get what they known in that day, a senate. if I can say it this way, you know, and it's going to need further watering and further explanation. But just for the sake of time, in those days, you know, the Greeks had a church. They governed in the system. And what the church was, if I can say it this way, it's like a cabinet. And it's like for instance, if I could use language that we could understand, like the president. The president that we elect in our country here, and then what the president does is he chooses for a cabinet. The cabinet is not elected. They chosen by the leader, by the emperor, by the king, by the president. And their purpose is to get the desires of the king, the desires of the emperor, what they want, to sit at the feet, get their intake, to learn of them, and then go out into the colonies and the communities and the town. And boy, I'm talking about, man, implement, boy, what the king's desire is in that community. Listen, Rome, the reason why Rome was the greatest empire that ever ruled the earth, even up until now, because all the other empires do, when they would conquer other places, they would go and then they would take over the territory, and then they would uproot the people, and then they would bring them back, man, to their territory like that. You know, that's how Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and all them boys got over in the Babylonian empire with Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Because during that time when they was reigning, they took over the territory, but they uprooted men, the citizens from the territory, and made them slaves and brought them back to their territory. But when the Romans came in, they did something different. They adopted the Greek ideas. They adopted the Greek philosophies on governing the people. So what they would do, they would go and take over territory, and instead of, man, uprooting the people and bringing them back to where Caesar was, they would lead the people in that territory, and then Caesar would send his Senate. That's what Pilate was. He was like a cabinet member, if I could say it that way. And what Pilate would do was that was the group that was always around Caesar, and they would get what Caesar's desire was and what Caesar's take was, and they knew what he wanted and everything else. And then when they would take over territory, then Caesar would send Pilate or one of the senators or one of the cabinet members over in that territory to oversee it as the governor of that territory to make sure that what the king want, what Caesar want, would be implemented in that territory. Where we get that old saying, when in Rome, be like the Romans. When they went and took over territory and Rome ruled the whole known world at that time, all the way from Europe and Eastern Europe all the way to Africa, the greatest empire that ever lived. And Caesar never left, glory to God. He never left Rome. He never left his territory. The way he was able to govern that territory and impact all those other territories and set up his governing influence in all those other territories is through his Senate. And the word for it, what they called it that day, was ecclesia or ecclesia. E-K-K-L-E-S-S-I-A. That's the Greek word for what Caesar called his cabinet or his Senate. That same word translated into English is spelled this way, C-H-U-R-C-H. What's that? That's church. What you saying, Arthur? I'm saying, boy, that the same thing when Jesus said to Peter, who do people say that I am? And they said, boy, some say you are John, that's a prophet. Some say you're Elijah, that's a prophet. Some say you're Jeremiah, that's a prophet. Some say, boy, you one of the other prophets. All those are prophets. And Jesus said, I can't establish my government up on the earth with that. Because prophets then don't have no church. They don't have no ecclesia. They don't have no senate. Only kings and emperors and presidents, man, have that. Can establish, man, an ecclesia. Not a prophet. You can establish a religious organization. That's what man Caiaphas and the high priest in that day and time and the Sanhedrin council in those day and time, they were, man, religious people. Remember, in fact, man, when they arrested Jesus and took Jesus, man, that wasn't the Roman who arrested him. That was poor religious, the religious police. Boy, Jesus didn't even say a word. Why? Hey, man, this is the wrong court under the wrong people. But boy, when they sent him to Pilate, Pilate didn't say, are you a prophet? Are you a priest? Pilate said, are you a king? Yeah. He said, hey, for that purpose came I into the world. So he asked his disciples, who do men say I am? That's when, man, they start saying, some say you're John, some say you're Elijah, some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're one of the other prophets. And then, man, Jesus asked them, okay, who do you say I am? He's talking to the church now. He was asking first, who do the people say I am? Then he turned around and asked his ecclesia, or his call-out one, who do you say I am? Boy, and Peter came up, boy, with a revelation that came only from the Father. Peter said this, you are the Christ. He didn't say you are a Christ. He said you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You know what the word Christ means? Christ means the anointed ruler. The word Christ means the anointed king. What do you mean, Arthur? The anointed king, the original anointed king, the empowered king. So when you say Jesus Christ, you're saying Jesus, Mary's boy, and he's also an anointed king that comes from heaven. God himself with a king. And what he come to do? He come to do the same thing that the Roman did. He come, boy, to impact and take back over this territory and set up his governing system back up on this earth. He didn't come to have church and religion and all them things that we do and everything else. That's all right, but that ain't what he came for. He came to set up, man, a governing system on the earth. And his way of doing that was through his ecclesia, through his church, through his political group that he called together, like Peter, James, and John, like you and I who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. With what responsibility? To get, boy, what the desires of our king, who the Lord Jesus Christ, what his will and what his desire is for our lives and for our town and our country and our community. And then, man, go and implement that, man, and carry that out, boy, in your circle of influence. Impacting the earth with the governing system of heaven. Who is that? How God gonna get that done through? Through the church. Through his ecclesia. Through his ecclesia. Through his called out ones. That's you and I. To do what, boy? To officiate the governing system of heaven. To officiate what? The governing system of heaven. Back up on this earth. For what purpose, Arthur? So that they can begin to be on earth just as it is in heaven. How you going to get that done? Through the church. Listen, God didn't leave the faith into the hands of the politicians. That we know, the worldly politicians, or the world, or the state. He left this earth into the hands of the church, his state, his governing officials, to set up, boy, I'm talking about the governing system of heaven back up on the earth. The will of God back up on this earth. Justice for all, that all men are created equal, that all men are created in the image and likeness of God. Not a black and white thing, not a racism thing, not men and blacks killing one another, not whites and blacks fighting one another, but that we all might be one people, one nation, one God, one baptism, one faith, one desire. What that desire is, that it might be not only in my life here on earth that it is in heaven, but that it might be in your life and all my circle of influence in their lives as well. Not only that God bless me and my folk, but that God bless all of us. Not only that God bless men, the black race, you know, but that God bless, boy, the human race. Listen, God made one race. We made all these different ethnic groups and everything else. God, man, went to the ground, man, and he made one body from the ground. Never went back to the ground again. One body from the ground. And, boy, all of us, boy, was in that one body. What purpose? So that we can have governing influence on the earth through our bodies. So what God did, man, and I can bring this back. God, what God did, he want to set up his governing influence upon the earth. Not through, man, you know, earthly politicians, but through kingdom politicians. Through men and women, boy, who will sit at the feet of God, who will acknowledge God in all their ways and allow God to direct their paths and to help them to make the right choices and right decisions that will make our communities and our towns and our cities and our states and our country and our world a better place for us to live in. How you gonna get that done through, Arthur? Through the church. Who is the church again? That's a religious organization? No, that's the governing man, influence of God through his people. His people. That we take an active role in the governing of this earth. I told you, God didn't lead the earth into the hands of the worldly politicians. He left this earth in the hands of the church, who his called out ones, his children. He said, now you go, and you make disciples of all men, and you teach them all things that I taught you. And lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age. He said, go and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. I repeat that. Teach them the governing influence of heaven. Don't go teach them religion. Don't go teach them, man, you know, just church protocol, but go teach them, man, royal protocol, kingdom protocol, the governing protocol of heaven on the earth. That's why I say on this broadcast, man, it's important for us to get involved in, man, instead of them talking about separation of church and state, to come to the knowledge that, boy, church is state. Glory to God. It's the governing influence of God, man, on his earth through his people. To do what? To establish, man, the governing influence of heaven back upon the earth. That ain't going to happen overnight. When you hear me say, boy, the kingdom of heaven is here, I'm not talking about in its fullness. I'm talking about it's among us. It's available to us. And as we begin, man, to operate in it through the governing influence of our Father in heaven, then, man, that kingdom of heaven that's here now, it ain't on the earth. It's in the earth, in us as believers. And when we understand what our role is as sons and daughters of the Most High God, not just to have church on Sundays and meetings and prayer meetings and all that, but to go out into our everyday circle of influence and impact it with the governing influence of heaven, with the lifestyle of heaven, with the culture of heaven, with the, man, with the words of heaven, with the love of heaven, with the peace and joy of heaven, so that the same thing that's going on in heaven may begin to start going on in our lives here on the earth. And over the course of time, it grow and grow and grow and get greater and greater and greater until the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Until it's on earth, just like it is in heaven. Listen, that ain't going to happen overnight. That ain't going to happen in a year. Just like if we elect whoever we elect, they ain't going to be able to administrate their governing influence, man, and accomplish all the things that they want to accomplish, man, in a day, in a week, in a year, in a four-year term. They're going to take, boy, a lifetime for that. But we got to be on our course toward that destination. We got to be charting our course toward that destination. We got to take active role in the governing system of our earth. And letting our voice be heard. Even though your voice might not be heard now and don't make much sense, man, right now, let me tell you something more. When you begin to get, man, God's people and the governing influence of our earth here, when we begin to get, now I ain't talking about, man, religious people. I'm talking about when we begin to get the sons and daughters who will acknowledge God in all our ways, who know that they have the potential of God on the inside of them to be great leaders. Not just the governing officials, but you as the citizens of the community too have great potential on the inside of you to be great leaders in your area of expertise. That you can lead somebody, man, to the Lord. That you can lead somebody into a personal relationship to the Lord. That you can encourage and build somebody up into a man knowing that they too can make it. That, hey, you might be down and out right now, but you don't have to stay that way, man. And that you can reach forth your hand and lift your brother up. By sharing with them, man, the love of God. They look past all their faults and mistakes and see their need. What need? That's just to be loved, appreciated, and thought well of. Listen, that's our role in the scene. That's what God wants all of us to begin to do, take an active role. And begin to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, and all that's within us. And second, and just as equally, begin to love one another. The same way we love God. The same way God loved us. So stop slandering one another. Yeah, Arthur, but they talked about me. And they saying this about me. Man, they doing all kind of evil against me. Listen, same thing we did, Jesus. We all went astray. There's nothing right. We all men have lost our way. We all gone astray. And God didn't just talk about us and kick us to the curb and say, let them all go to hell. No, he looked past all our faults and mistakes, and he saw the need. You want to change the stigma that we have, man, where we fighting and killing one another, man? Start learning how to love one another. Start learning how to forgive one another. Yeah, but they did me this, and I ain't going for that. And I ain't, man, listen. That's why I say we need to repent. What you mean? We need a change of mind. What can cause us to repent, boy? What can wash away my sin? What can wash away that old mentality that I have? Being washed by the water of the word. That's why I begin this broadcast telling you, man, listen, the gospel of Jesus, that's a good news, but that's a greater news than the gospel of Jesus, and that's the gospel that Jesus preached. And the gospel that he preached was the good news, not about him, but the good news about you and I, that we can establish righteous government on this earth, that we can love one another with the love of God, that we can come together and stop slandering and backbiting one another, but join together as one people, man, with a common goal, and that's to make life better for all of us, to encouraging all of us, man, building one another up, strengthening one another, speaking well of one another. Yeah, but they evil. They ain't no good. That's all the more reason. The Bible say, call those things that be not as though they were. Begin to call your enemy, man, your friend. Or to say, what, man? Let me tell you something. That's why I say it take the God kind of life to do that. That's why my appeal on this radio broadcast is to the church. Most people listen to this radio broadcast are believers. The secular world is not too much listening to this broadcast. That's why I encourage you as believers to go out and reach, man, those who out there who ain't even never listened to this radio broadcast. They listen to 97.1 and all the other secular radio broadcasts. They ain't heard what Councilwoman Sampson was saying on there because they got their station tuned to another station. But that's where we come in at, those of us who are listening, that we go and spread the message, that we go and get involved, that we go and make known to them. That's why I say go into all the world, every arrangement. The word world, that means a pattern of operation, arrangement. Go into the young world, man. Go into the hip-hop world. Go into the gang world. Go into that world where they're slandering. Go into every world, the political world. That's a world, too. The educational world. That's a world, too. The economic world, the hip-hop world, the gang world, the sports world, every world. Go into all the world and make disciples of all men. How? Teaching them what I taught you. What he taught, what did Jesus taught them? Love your enemies. Do good to those who despitefully talk about you and do bad about you. Love one another. Arthur, I can't do that, man. Yes, you can. How can I do that, Arthur? By allowing the love of God, that same love that God loved us with, allowing that love to be shed in your heart, shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Spirit. Listen, he's the main governor. He's the main one. I know in and of ourselves we can't do this. But God didn't leave us, even though he gave us the ability and the responsibility to carry this out, he knew that in and of ourselves we couldn't do it. So he sent us a helper. He sent us Jesus to cleanse us up from all unrighteousness so that we can begin to practice righteous living and righteous decision and righteous governing and righteous acts and righteous walk and righteous talk. And then after he established that and cleansed us up from all our sins so that we can come back into the governing system of Almighty God, then he sent back, boy, the Holy Spirit. Lord, the one that would enable us and give us the ability to do all these things. Hey, listen, before I close this radio broadcast, I want to play one more time. Bishop, if we can, you know, thing about Councilwoman Sampson before I close, if we had a time to. Listen, once again, you in the Bunker community, we're going to continue this radio broadcast next week about the governing the system and East and what it really means. But you in the Bunker area, get involved in it. Go and vote and encourage your family and friends to vote. My time is up. I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Tune in again.
We trust that the message on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.